Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As we know, when it's Thursday, we got a couple more days before the tournament kicks back off and the Sweet 16 gets underway. Only one double-digit seed in there. But I think if we ask the majority of fans, they're all going to say the same thing. All right, who's going to win it now? Now that we got the same, I will get answers of the following. Duke. Florida.
Duke again.
Houston.
And Duke again.
Someone will again say Duke, most likely. So I want to, you know, I was trying to think about it as like, okay, if it's not those, right, it's not those. Who is the seed that is three or higher that I think is going to win it? And I've settled in on Kentucky. I don't think Texas Tech is a bad answer. I'm still not a believer in Arizona, even though they did make that come, you know, like they played well against Oregon, were able to come from behind and do it. I'm not saying they're, but if I'm choosing a three seed that's still going to get this thing done, I think it's Kentucky. They got Tennessee, a matchup that I think favors them okay. They will then get to another round of either the winner of Houston or Purdue. You and I both think it's going to be Houston. They wouldn't have to face Duke until they got to the Final Four. So maybe you get lucky. Maybe BYU or Alabama or somebody else comes and messes this thing up for you, and you get to wait a little while before you face Duke. That's why I'm never choosing BYU or Alabama or Arizona. You have to face Duke way too soon. And maybe I should have gone on the other side of the bracket. Yeah. But if I'm choosing a three seed or higher that can still get it done, that can knock off the Duke or the Floridas or whatever in the world, I'm taking Kentucky. I think that's a team that's getting hot at the right time. They came out of the SEC just the same, and I like their path better than some of the field. Not all of it, but better than some of the field.
If I have to pick a three-seed or higher, I'll just stick with the original, you know, pre-tournament view on some of these teams.
Oh, you had one of them in the Final Four, the championship game?
I had Tech as a three-seed playing Duke in the national title game. I haven't seen anything to suggest that that's not viable.
Good.
Their matchup is against Arkansas instead of St. John's, and I know Arkansas is playing well, but I'll still take that path instead of what I thought it was going to be. Now, they will have to run into most likely Florida unless Maryland beats them. Florida-Maryland are playing on the other side. So the winner of Florida-Maryland plays the winner of Tech and Arkansas. So can Texas Tech beat Arkansas, then potentially Florida to get to the Final Four? That's what we're talking about. But that was the path that was necessary before. I'll stick with Tech. They haven't even had one of their better players play yet. Now, I haven't seen the latest update. They've been really quiet about it. I thought he was going to play against Drake, and he didn't. They were fortunate. They didn't need him. Toppin's been ridiculous.
God, why didn't they quadruple team him at one point in that game?
The first half, they had no answer for
it. Like, I'm not kidding. They should have legitimately triple teamed him. It'd been better to give someone an open jumper than that.
So I'll go with Tech. I'm also banking on them getting McCollum back. So, yeah, Texas Tech would be my answer. I'll stick with them.
I debated because I didn't want to do the same as you guys. Plus, I debated between Purdue because they're playing in Indianapolis. A little bit of a tough draw for Houston.
I didn't think about that.
A little bit of a tough draw for Houston, who have to go to Indianapolis, which is basically an hour from West Lafayette. I'm going to go with Michigan, though, because I think that, and they've shown over the course of the
tournament.
They're one of the hotter teams. If they can take care of the ball, they can beat anybody in the country. I think they also have the size to go up against, you know, Jahni Broome. The guard play is the big question for Michigan, where they go up against guard play that's been very good for Auburn. If Michigan can take care of the ball, I think they can go and win the whole thing because they've got Vladislav Golden. They've got Danny Wolf, who's, you know, one of the best players in all of college basketball. They've got a good combination. And then Trey Donaldson's been great as well over the course of the tournament. So I'll say the 5-seed Michigan Wolverines. If they win, we could also get a in-state matchup. If Michigan Ooh. State beats,
yeah,
heavens forgive me, who are they playing? Ole Miss. If they beat Ole Miss, it could play Michigan if they beat Auburn. So that could be a fun little Elite Eight matchup, if you will, depending on how things go. But I'm going to go with the Michigan Wolverines.
Michigan. I mean, we got three. I don't actually think any. Those are probably the three best answers outside the 1-2 line. Look, if you wanted to make an argument for any of the ones or twos, it's pretty easy. We thought it was going to be a chalk field. It's been a chalk field, and pretty much none of those teams have given you, like, great doubt. Maybe Michigan State struggled against Bryant for, like, I don't know.
New Mexico gave him some fits.
New Mexico. So, like,
Tennessee struggled against Wofford for a little bit, and so, that means the same sort of deal.
Yeah, the twos have looked like, not on, like, shaky ground in the sense that, like, I thought that they were definitely going down, but, like, yeah, it didn't look as smooth as it looked like for the one seeds. But they also weren't, like, they needed a buzzer beater, you know, off the glass at the end of the game in order to do it either, to advance. And so, like, as the two seeds, they've still been the ones, and twos have been the most comfortable probably the entire time in this NCAA tournament. It's crazy. Find out Thursday. Get Sweet 16 action.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.